Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Trumos in Sefer Zeroim, where the Rambam continues regarding who is not included in the permissibility of eating Truma, and specifically regarding the obligation to compensate whoever eats Truma in a prohibited state. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding someone who eats Truma forbiddenly, and he does it by mistake, erroneously. Zar Shalcha Truma Bishkagi, if a non-kohen eats Truma by mistake, Misham Karen, he has to pay back the principal, v'choymish, and he has to also add on a fifth as a penalty. Now, as Rambam explains, he says, avav b'shiyideya shi truma, and even if he knows that it's truma, v'shum muzula, and even if he knows that it's prohibited for a non-kohen to eat it, avav lo yodim chayiv alav misa, but he doesn't know if he's liable for misa b'dei shemayim imlav, if not, harizu shkoga, that's still considered as an error, v'misham karen v'choymish, and therefore he would be liable for paying the principal and an additional fifth. Whether if he eats something that's normally eaten, whether he's drinking something that's normally that one drinks, or if someone even just smears something that normally that one smears, like it says in the pasuk in Vayikra, they should not desecrate the holy things, meaning the truma of the Bnei Yisrael, which that includes not only just eating and drinking, but also if someone anoints, because eating it talks about it, and drinking is included in eating, and anointing is included in this pasuk. And the echel echel truma tahira or tameya bishkago, or if let's say someone whether he eats truma that's tahar or truma that's tamei and he does it by mistake, in all these cases misham kerem mochaymish, he pays the principal and an additional fifth, like we said. Now, meinachay b'chaymish, but he's not obligated in the law of the fifth atchi yechel kezayis until he eats an olive size. So like it says in the pasuk ki yechel kodesh bishkago, that if he's going to eat the holy thing the truma meaning by mistake, then, of course, besides the principle which you're always liable for, it's going to have an additional liability of a fifth. Now, since it says ki yechel ve'in achila p'chus mikzais, eating is not considered in halacha less than the size of an olive. And a k'shem shachilas truma mikzais, and just like the eating of truma has to be the size of mikzais, kach shtiyasa mikzais here with the drinking included in halacha of eating, it's also in the measurement of a mikzais. Now, halacha gimel. Let's say achal v'chazav achal. Let's say he ate and then he ate again, or shasta v'chazav shasta, he drank and he drank again. If it is from the beginning of the first eating until the end of the last eating, is all within the time frame what's called kadei achilas pras, the amount of time of eating a half of a loaf, which a loaf is two meals worth, a half is a pras is a part, which is a half of that loaf, which is one meal's worth, which is since the whole loaf is six eggs worth, so the half is three eggs worth. If he eats it within that time frame, which is between 4 and 9 minutes, there's different measurements, what's called how long that takes. But if it's within that time frame, or similarly, from the beginning of the first drinking, until the end of the last drinking, is the amount of time it takes to drink a revius of a loig, which that's again the measurement of what's considered one act of drinking, just like regarding eating. Then they're going to combine for the shear of a kezayis to be liable the halacha of the chaymish. Halacha dalt. Hatruma, Uchumas Meiser, which Truma is that which is given straight to the kohen from the Yisrael, and Trumas Meiser is the Levi gives a tenth from his tenth of Meiser to the kohen. Bein Shel Demai, Bein Shel Vadi, whether it's that of which one buys from Nama Oretz, which you're not clear if he had taken off Trumas and Meiser, therefore you go and you separate, or Bein Shel Vadi, whether it's definitive Truma, because it was taken from Tevel. And Vachala, which is a portion of the dough that's given to the kohen, Vabikurim, which are the first fruits that are also given to the kohen, Kulon Mitzdorf and Likazayas, they're all combined for the shear of an olive size of truma, L'chayv and Lein Misa B'chaymish, to be liable for the death penalty when a non-kohen partakes of it, and also of the halacha of a chaymish, of a fifth, Shakul Nikur Truma, because they're all called truma. In the Torah, when it references them, it mentions the word truma, and therefore they all have this halacha. Now, Umin Hadin, the truth is, the halacha would be Shahoyah She'in Chayyab Nechaymish Al Trumas Maisa Shal Demai. The one should not be liable for the penalty of a fifth on the Trumas Maisa of Demai, which is, if let's say this is from the produce of an Amaretz, and you have the Trumas Maisa, because She'in Chayyab Nechaymish Al Trumas Maisa, because we don't hold the obligation of a fifth on the Meiser Sheni of Demai, commercials Bo, like we're going to explain in the fifth Perek in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Netzer Rabbi, Halacha Dalet. Avlam HaChacham, the Chacham said, here by Trumas Meiser of Demai, we treat it differently than the Meiser Sheni, although Meiser Sheni also has Halacha of Chaymish, and then we don't obligate it by Demai. Here, by Trumas Meiser, we do, because Avlam HaChacham, the sage has said, Em lo yischeb ala Chaymish, if there's not going to be a penalty of a fifth, Yizalzluba, they're going to be disgraceful, and again, that was only something we were concerned for Truma, where because the definitive penalty of Truma is Misa, In contrast to Maisa Sheni, which there's no Misa, there they were lenient. Halacha Ram continues regarding someone that eats Truma, unlike the previous case of the Shaygig, if he does it, bemezit. Achot Truma bemezit, if someone eats Truma deliberately, and the Hizra Bayda had warned him, so like he gets lashes for violating the negative prohibition about the non-Kohen eating Truma, and Vein Masham, but he doesn't pay, because you don't get two punishments, so if you're getting lashes, you don't pay. Lo Hizra Bayda, if they didn't warn him, so it depends. It Maisit Tahira, if it was Tahar, this Truma, Misham is a Karen, Vein Misham is a Chaimish. So he pays the principal, but he does not pay the fifth because the halacha of a fifth is actually only if he does it b'shagah, like it says, v'ish k'yichol kodesh b'shagah, and here he's doing it b'mezim. Now, the ma'isa t'meya, if the truma that he consumed was tamei truma, so misham t'mei eitzim, he only pays the value of how much that food could be used as fuel, which obviously much cheaper, you could use anything for fuel. And the reason is, v'nei she'in rula ela asaka, that truma that's tamei, which no one's allowed to eat, because only when they can eat truma is kain, and kain cannot eat the truma that's tamei. So it's only useful as fuel, so that's how much you'll pay for the truma that he ate b'mezit. Now, l'fikach, therefore, machal truma is tutim b'rimayim. So therefore, if somebody ate truma of berries or pomegranates, or creates them, or things similar to that, shenibud, which became tamei, so part of that truma, he's totally exempt from the payment. Shari in rum lasaka, because they're not fit to be used as fuel, these berries, and since it's not fit to be eaten, and it's not fit for fuel, so there's no obligation to pay anything. Lachavav, the Ram continues regarding situations of not the norm types of eating. Ha'ichel truma is chametz be'pesach. Someone eats the truma of chametz on Pesach, which obviously chametz is been on Pesach. So bein bezad mei meshkog, whether it does deliberately or is done by mistake. Bein tamei bein tahir, whether it's tamei or tar, which again we have differences both by zad and shkog, and we have between tahir and tamei. But it doesn't make a difference regarding chametz of Pesach. Part of the shulman is going to be exempt from the payment because chametz of Pesach has no value. And so to another case, even if he separated matzah and it became chametz, Patri is exempt from that truma which he had separated as matzah, which is to be given to the Kohen, but now it fermented and therefore it's a total loss. He's exempt. He doesn't even pay the monetary value of even as fuel. And the reason is shari inirul asaka. It's not fit to be used as even fuel. Because chametz is forbidden not only to eat, but even to have benefit from. So in ladam, so it does not have any monetary value, and therefore he's exempt from that payment. Now, halacha zayin, in contrast, avala shegig, but regarding the following cases, let's say someone by mistake, sha'achal truma b'yom kippurim. He ate truma on yom kippurim, which, yeah, the food is forbidden, but that's not in the object itself. The object itself is kosher food, and you're allowed to have benefit from it. It's just that he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Similarly, Oishachal Truma Nakura, let's say he eats Truma that was pecked, has holes in it, which is forbidden to be eaten because of danger. Maybe a snake had bit into that. Or Vahashaytsayin Truma Shinazgala, or similarly, if someone drinks wine of Truma that was left uncovered, which is also forbidden to drink because maybe a snake drank from it, and it's poisonous, and one forbidden to drink something that's dangerous. But again, these are all in the person. The object itself is a permitted object. So to Vasach Yain Veshem Ke'echad, different type of cases, but the same idea that it's going to have the regular halachas over here. If someone smears wine with oil at the same time, or if he drinks olive oil and vinegar together. So although if someone just drinks oil itself, the Rambam tells us later in Halacha Yudav that it's not chayav for chaymish, but if he drinks it together with vinegar, that is the norm. Let's say he chews the kernels of wheat, or he sips vinegar. These are all considered normal, and they're also not considered that the object itself is a prohibited item like chametz and pesach, and therefore he pays the principal and the fifth, as in the regular case of a shagig. Now, halacha ches, let's say he was full, and he's disgusted with eating food. But still, he stuffs himself, he overeats, and he eats truma. So, in the Mishnah, there he doesn't have to pay the fifth. Why? Shnemek says in the Pasuk, Ki Yechel is going to eat. But not when he's harming himself, that's not considered Ki Yechel, and therefore he does not have to pay the penalty of the fifth. And so, someone's chewing barley, Pat B'chem is exempt from the fifth, and they should hizikasim because he's harming himself, and therefore that's not including Ki Yechel. Lachates. Zar shabala shazafin shal truma vikim. If a non-kohen swallows prunes of truma and he vomits it up, uvoach v'acholam gam hubishkaga. Now another person goes and eats that vomit of the prunes, also by mistake. So Harishon Misham Kerem B'Chemish. So the first guy has to pay the principal and the fifth, because even though he swallowed it, that's a normal way of eating prunes. V'Hasheni Misham Demeitzim L'Rishon. And the second guy, he only pays the monetary value that you could use the prunes as firewood, as fuel, to the first guy. Because the moment the first guy swallowed it, he already was machal the truma, and he already acquired it. So he has to pay the Kerem B'Chemish. The second guy has to be like someone who's just damaging someone else's money because he ate it up. But again, it was since he vomited up, the only thing he could have used it for was for firewood, and then that's how much he pays the first guy. Halacha Yud. Hamachal ha-poilim. If someone feeds workers or vesa'orchim or his guests truma, which they're not supposed to eat, they're not kahan. So heimisham kerem v'chemish. The workers and the guests, they have to pay the principal and the fifth, and neishem kishagim. They're like, they were unaware. V'hu misham lehem d'mei sudasim. And he has to go ahead and compensate them for the value of the meal that he owed them, which as guests, as workers, he was supposed to give them a meal of chulin. And the reason what that means is because shedmei hachulin yaseir medmei truma sha'achlu, the value of the chulin meal that he was owing them is actually worth more than the value of the truma meal that they ate, that they have to compensate to the kanim. And the reason is shedav ha'asir, the reason why he has to compensate them is because something that's forbidden, nafsha shalad mochese menu, the soul of a person is disgusted by. Now, although these guests and the workers, they didn't know that, they weren't conscious of it when they were eating, but still that would not be considered as an act of eating, and therefore that is, he didn't provide for them, and therefore he has to compensate them the meal of chulin that he was supposed to give them. Halacha Yudalef, hamachal is banav akatan. If someone feeds his minor children, which are obviously not liable for things because they're minors, or vesavadav, his non-Jewish slaves, which whatever they acquire belongs to their master, and therefore they don't have anything to pay. And that's being done, whether they're adults or minors. Or va'eichel truma chutzlatz, if someone eats truma from out of etzo, which is only rabbinic truma. Or va'eichel ayashayis apachas megazayis, if someone eats or drinks less than a gazayis, which we had said, that's the minimum threshold of being liable for the halacha of the chaymish. V'nazir shashagag v'shasayayin shal truma. Let's say a nazir, that by mistake he went and he drank wine of truma. Now, the reason in this halacha is because since besides the is of truma, the wine forbidden on him because he's a nazir. So the prohibited drinking is not considered drinking regarding the salacha, because regarding the nazir, it's not considered like the halacha of Yom Kippurim, where we said that's like an isur gavra. Here it's like an isur chevtza. There's something wrong with the wine regarding the nazir. Or v'asheisa shemen, which we had alluded to this halacha previously. If someone drinks oil without vinegar, which that actually is harmful for the person. Or v'asach hasayan, if someone smears wine, which had also been mentioned in that halacha, where although wine on its own, we said, but let's say you do wine with oil, here he's just doing smearing wine itself. So all these cases, kolel mishal mesakerim, they have to pay the principal because they obviously damaged the truma, but v'lai z'chemish, in these cases, it's not qualified for the penalty of the chemish, even if he does it by mistake. Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding the situation changes in the middle of when the person is eating the truma. So bas kayin, let's say the daughter of a kayin, she's nesu liyisrael, who she was married to a Yisrael. Now, although she's not allowed to eat truma, and because she's married to Yisrael, however, she will not pay the penalty of the fifth, because she had originally not been a foreigner, because she was a bas kohen, but she has to pay the principal simply because she is stealing from someone else. So let's say she's a bas kohen that was married to Yisrael, a shenifsla, or let's say again, she was daughter of a kohen, able to have truma, but then suddenly she was invalidated because, let's say, she had relations with someone that's invalid to her. Then, again, she's not allowed to have truma now, and she goes and she eats truma. She has to pay the principal, but she doesn't pay the fifth, like we said, because since at one point she was permitted to have truma, so she will not be liable for the fifth. Her isha, a woman, a bas yisrael, that's married to a kohen, the other way, where she was eating truma, and she's allowed to because she's married to a kohen, but they said to her, middle when she's eating, your husband died, which obviously she's not married and went to the kain, or he divorced you, or similarly, v'cheno eved, so to a slave, that he was eating as kenya kaspev the kain, they said to him, meis rabcho, your master died, v'nich yerish, and he left inheritor, she'ina michael, who, there are certain situations that, let's say zachal, whatever it is, that he's not able to feed you truma, you're not qualified to eat truma, or he sold you to a non-kain, or he gifted it to that Yisrael, or he freed you, which again, he's still not kinyan kas by the kain. Or another case, let's say a kain was in the middle of eating truma. He's notified that he's actually not a valid kain, he's a chalul, he's the son of a divorcee or a chalutza that got married to a kain. So harei l'mishal makir mavad. All these situations where, although they're eating in sin, they only pay the principal and not the fifth. The woman and the slave, because they were able to eat before and they were not originally zarim. The ben gerusha, since even if he would do that with Mr. Migdash in the state, it would be kosher b'diavad. So again, we don't require the principal, the addition of the fifth. Now, the ma'isa truma chametz. If it was truma of chametz, well, ye'erev pesach and erev pesach, then actually hareila b'truma l'shalom. Then these individuals would actually be exempt from paying even the principal. Nishesman abaho, because it's a very tumultuous time. It's like a situation of ma'ainis, and therefore they're exempt even from paying the principal. Because nechpezu lecha b'lei b'daku, they were in the haste to eat it, because quick, Pesach is coming, let's eat up the chametz, and they didn't check. And therefore, that's why it's considered an oinus. Now, all these individuals, which we said that suddenly they lose their status of being able to eat, and they had trum in their mouth, when they find out that they're forbidden to eat, they should spit it out. We're not concerned that it's going to waste their truma. Lachid gimel. Let's say he was eating truma and they said to him, Nitmesu, you became tummy, which a kind that's tummy is forbidden to eat truma. Or Nitmesa truma, the truma became tummy, which is also forbidden to eat. Or tummy hayisa, you were tummy. Or tummy hayisa hachuma, or the truma was tummy. Or let's say, Naydishu tevel, let's say he finds out that the truma is untithed. Or my serishan shalang the truma, or it's the first tithe which did not have its truma's maisa taken from it. Or my serishan hektish shalang nifta, or is maisa sheni and hektish that was not redeemed. Or he tastes the taste of a worm in his mouth. Again, in all these situations, he finds out that this is prohibited to be eaten. It should be spit out. Again, even though he's going to be wasting these food items of truma. The drama continues regarding if someone eats a suffix truma or a suffix of chaymish. Let's say there's two boxes. One has truma produce and one has that has mundane non-truma produce inside of it. And we know that truma fell into one of these boxes. But the any duel is enough, you don't know which box it fell into. I say that the truma fell into the truma one, and therefore the chulun one remains permitted. Now, any duel is a truma, but let's say you don't know which one is the truma box. And achel zar achasman, and the non-coin eats from one of these boxes, or is a part of the shulman, he's exempt from paying the additional fifth, which would be specifically if it would be truma. And the reason is, because whoever wants to attract the payment of the fifth from that person who ate it, he has to bring the onus of proof is on him to prove that it was the true one. And so we're going to be exempting him from eating from this box. But Vashni, he has to treat now the second box like truma because he's treating the first box that he ate from as the chulun one. Let's say, someone else eats from the second box. Afu Patri is also exempt because maybe it was the first box. And each one could say, bring proof. But let's say achel achar shtein. Let's say the other person ate from both boxes. Misham kaktana shebishtein. He only has to pay like the smallest of the two boxes. Again, because the mitzvah mechbal of raya. It makes it if he did deliberately. Karen he pays the principal. Vimshayk if he did it by mistake. Karen b'chemish pays the principal and an additional fifth. Lachat as well. Ram continues regarding situations of the payments. Ha'echel es achemish b'shkagav. Someone eats the fifth. I mean to say that he's the person who ate the truma b'shayk has to compensate the principal and he has to add another fifth. And now someone eats that fifth, which was paid by mistake. He has to add a fifth on that fifth. The reason for that is because the Torah says, it says a plural, which is, yeah, you have to give a fifth even on the fifth. And the reason is because the additional fifth is like the principle for all halachas. And you keep on adding a fifth on the fifth forever, as long as there's still a number that's significant to pay a fifth on. Now, kol mashalim kerem b'chemish. Whoever pays, as we said, situations of paying a principal and a fifth, so the payment is like truma for all halachas. Ella, the one exception is, shem nizru, that if it was planted, gidulim chulin, then we say the growths, although gidulim of truma is like truma, he would say the growth in this situation is not like truma. Now, v'mratza kohen limchol, if the kohen wants to be meichel, wants to pardon the payment, in a meichel, it cannot be meichel because it's not really monies, it's really atonement for the fact that this non-kohen ate truma. Now, whatever the situation is when the person only pays the principal itself, then the payment is actually not kapar because that's only the fifth, and therefore the payment is mundane. And if the Kohen wants to pardon that person, he can pardon him. If a non-Kohenis eats truma, and then she gets married to a Kohen. So im truma shalei zacha ba kain achli, if the truma that she ate was truma that was never given yet to a kain, let's say it was her own that she had separate to give to a kain, and she ate by mistake that truma, and then she got married to a kain, mishalem is karem l'chemish l'asma, so she could pay the principal and the fifth to herself, that she could eat it in the state of truma. Because if the truma would be here, she wouldn't have to give it to any other kain, because she became a kainess when she got married, so she could give it to herself. Now, if truma shezacha b'kain achla, but let's say the truma that she ate was truma that a kain already merited, so mishalem is karen labam, so she has to obviously pay the principal to that rightful owner who she caused the loss to. But v'chaymish la'atzma, the fifth, she could give to herself. And the reason is, shekola mishalem karen v'chaymish, all these situations where you have to pay a principal and a fifth, mishalem karen labalim. The principal has to go to the owner that was damaged, but v'chaymish l'chol koin shiyitza, the additional fifth can actually be given whichever coin you want to, and here, she's a candidate, she can give it to herself. Now, halach yitzem, but let's say l'hispika l'shalem. Let's say she didn't get a chance yet to pay Ashenes Garsha, and she really was divorced from the husband that was a kind that she got married to, then whichever the situation is, doesn't make a difference, in mishalemes la'atzma, then she cannot pay it to herself. It's like she was never married to a kohen ever, and again, then she would have to give the principal and the fifth to that to another kohen. Lach yitches, Ram tells us the way of payment. Kol oichel truma, whoever eats truma, be mishege, be mezer, whether by mistake, whether deliberately, ein mishalem ela min ha'chulin, ha'musukanim, he could only pay from the mundane produce which was already fixed and tithed. Shaitzimim, trumas amaisus, that you already taken up the trumas amaisus and that's all ready to be eaten, and that's what he uses as payment to give to the kain. And so to mishalm, you could pay min aleket, min ashikim, min apeim, min hefka, you could give from the matnas aniyim, the gift to the poor, gleanings, or the forgotten bundles, or from the corn of the field, or from hefka. And the reason for that is because these items are all exempt from trumas amaisus because they're considered free for all, so it's like chulin that was fixed. And also, you could give from the first tithe, which the Trumas Maisa was already taken from it. But even though Truma Gedel wasn't taken from this, if they had beat the Kayin by having the Maisa taken off before the Truma. But if, let's say, the Truma wasn't taken at all, then you can't pay because that's not considered as fixed. So you could pay from the second tithe or hektish that was already redeemed, although it wasn't redeemed according to the halacha, meaning that the principal was given, but not the additional fifth, because after the fact it is considered redeemed. So too, minachadash aliyashin could also give from the new crop from the old truma. We can't pay from one species on another type of species, which means to say, whatever the species that he ate is what the species has to pay back. Shtemek says in the pasuk v'yikra benosan l'kayin esakaydish, he should give to the kayin the holy thing, meaning kakaydish achal, like the whole thing that he ate, has to be from that same species. Lach yitess, so eichel kishuin, if someone eats zucchini, cucumbers, shall erv shviyas of the 60 of the Shemitah cycle. But he ate in the Shemitah year, where there's no more zucchini yet of the 60 year, yamtin l'kishuin shall matzah shviyas, he should wait for the cucumbers, the zucchini that come the year after Shemitah, Bishalmem, and he should pay back from those. The reason is Shaini Yochel Shalm Chayvim in Perish Reis, because he cannot pay back his obligation from Shemitah produce. Commissioner Bab Mekam, like he can explain in his place the halachas of Shemitah in the sixth parak in Halacha Yud. Halacha Chaf, Achot Truma Temeir. Someone needs Truma that's Tame. So Mishalm Chulin pays back Chulin produce, and Bein Temein, Bein Tarin, whether if it's Tame or Tar, because the Truma that he ate was Tame. And this is going to come back again to Truma Tame. But let's say he ate truma that was tar. Oh, then Misham Chulin tar. Then he has to pay back, like the truma that he ate, which was tar. He has to pay back chulin that's tar. Vim shilim chulin tamei. But if he paid back chulin that's tamei, well, bein b'shege bein meiz, whether they did it by mistake or deliberately, tashlum of tashlum, it's considered as a payment. But v'yachs to Misham tar, he has to go back and do it again and pay back from tar chulin to compensate the loss of the coin, which was tar truma. Alocha chavalf. Alocha truma schavif. If someone ate the truma of a coin that was a tamarik scholar, Mishamlai, so he could pay him back like we've been saying up until now. But Acha Truma Samaritz, let's say the Truma of Ignoramus, so the halacha is like this. Mishamlai Chavi pays it back to a Tamachachim coin, but Venaitel Demea Mimenu, he takes the monetary value from that coin who does not owed anything, so he has to pay the value. Venaitel Amaritz, Sha'achal Trumasa, and then he gives those proceeds to the Amaritz that he ate his Truma. Why do you do it like that? Sha'imaisin Taras Lamaritz, because you cannot give Taras, pure Truma, to an Amaritz. And therefore, you can't pay back them, so you give it to the chaver, and then you take the monies, and you give the monies to the Amaretz Kain. Now, Lacha Bez Ram continues regarding situations of theft and robbery. Gazel Truma, Ma'avi imay kohen v'achalo. Let's say he stole truma from his mother's father, his maternal grandfather who was a kohen, and he ate it, and the grandson was not a kohen. V'achach mesavi imay. Then his grandfather passed away. So ein masham la'atzmai, although he's inheriting his grandfather, he doesn't pay back to himself. El yirish achem shar shevet, rather to some other inheritor from the rest of the tribe. V'chein nafloi truma ma'avi imay v'achalo. So to, let's say he inherited truma from his grandfather and he ate it. Or another case, let's say a creditor collected truma for his debt. Or v'ishim ksubasa, a woman from her husband that was a kain, she collecting ksuba, she got truma. V'achalu, and they ate it, which they're not allowed to because they're not kahanim. Mishal mekar mechemesh l'kain chavet. They have to pay, and this case is different than the previous case, they have to pay the principal and the fifth, as anyone who eats truma b'shegig, and you give it to a kain who is a tamal chacham. V'achavar nislim damim. And the Talmud Chacham Kain gives them the monetary value that they would have been able to sell the truma like it was at the time that they ate it. And the reason for that is because the one who yarshens the truma, he's allowed to sell the truma. So to the creditor and the wife who collected their debts, it's their monies. And the reason is because it came to them permissibly. In contrast, the first case, when someone stole from his grandfather, they wouldn't say that because it came prohibitively to him. Therefore, that's why it has to go to someone else from the tribe. Lachav Gimel. Someone robs truma, and this specifically regarding gneva, if someone steals sneakily, and he robs truma v'lo yachalav, but however he didn't eat it, so the halacha is like by any ganav mishalem tashlum mikevel lebalam. He has to give double of the principal to the owners. And the chiddush in that is that the truma is not like hekdesh, as we're going to say later on, which there's no owners, and therefore there's no tashlum mikevel. Here there is an owner of the truma, so you have to pay double when he's caught. And however, v'yesh le l'sham midmei truma. However, he could pay the value of the truma. In other words, he does not have to pay the value of produce which is fit to become a kodesh, which is the case as often is when he eats it, where that would have to be chulin, which is more expensive. No, here he could pay back the kefil. He could pay back what he's paying back, the value of the truma. Now, gnava v'achala, if let's say he robbed it and he ate it, then Misham Shnei Karamin V'chemesh. He doesn't pay kefil. He pays two principals and a fifth. What is that? So Karen V'chemesh Minachulin. He pays back a principal and a fifth. That has to be from Chulin, meaning this that he's obligated, even if it would not have been stolen. Simply because, like we said, anytime you eat truma, the shaygig, you have to pay a principal and a fifth. Therefore, he doesn't pay from truma. It has to be, like we said, from chulin. Like we said, in contrast to the previous halacha, which he didn't eat it, that was just for stealing. So that's for the value, whatever it is, which made truma. Here he's eating it, well, that's got to be from chulin, because it has to be roli is kodesh, as we said in the prior halachas, which has to be chulin misukana. Now, the karen then is another principle, that of the kefil, that's afil midvei truma. That could be even from the value of the truma, like we said before. So there's two principles and a fifth, and that fifth is for eating the truma. Now, aloch of dalat. Ha'isa truma hekdesh l'bedek abayis. Let's say the truma was, some kohen went and sanctified his truma, and now it's owned by the temple upkeep. Ognav v'achalan, someone stole it and ate it. So ein misham tishlum mikevel. Here he's not going to pay the penalty of the double the amount of the principal. And the reason is she ain't tishlum mikevel back, there's no punishment of kefil, of doubling by hekdesh. And the reason for that is because when it talks about kefil in the Torah, it says yisham shnei mor'ei has to pay double to his friend, which l'rei b'loy l'hekdesh. Commission b'am m'kama, like, will be explained in its place in the second paragraph of Hilchos Gnei Halacha Aleph. Now, aval but, there could be a situation that mishalim karen u'shnei chamashim, they has to pay the principal, so he's not paying kefil, he's not paying double the principal, but it could be that he'll pay principal, and u'shnei chamashim at two-fifths. How so? Chay mish mishum oichot truma, one-fifth for having eaten truma, like we said, you always pay the principal and the fifth. Now there's another fifth over here, because since it's owned by Hekdesh, he's considered having done me'ilah, misappropriation of having benefit from Hekdesh. That is also an obligation of a fifth. Now, who does he pay it to? So it depends. If this truma from Hekdesh had the measurement of an aleph, but the aim of a pruta, but did not have a value of a pruta, so then misham lekahan, then he pays to the kahana, meaning he pays a fifth for having eaten truma, which we said that fifth you can give to any kohen, but it has to go to a kohen. And because by truma you don't have to have it worth a pruta, but it has to be the size of an olive. But regarding having benefit from hekdesh, there's no liability over here because it's not worth a pruta. Now, v'im yesh b'shav pruta, but let's say it's worth a pruta. Oh, and the owners are hekdesh, and it's considered doing me'ila from hekdesh, then bein shesh b'gezayis, then whether it has the size of an olive and he's paying 2/5, one because of eating the truma and one because of having benefit from hekdesh. Or bein she'im b'gezayis, whether it does not have the size of an olive and he's paying only 1/5 because of having benefit from hekdesh, misham lehekdesh, that payment will go to hekdesh. Halacha fei. Now, umnei ma'achol, the Rabbi now explains, umnei ma'achol isa hekdesh al isa truma. How does the case even start? How does the prohibition of hekdesh, of me'ila, take effect on the isra of truma, which this was already truma, then it was given to hekdesh? Either halacha is ein isa chal isa. When somebody prohibited it, it cannot have a new prohibition take effect. The Rabbi explains there is exceptions to that rule. Nisha truma, because its original isra of truma, asur lazor materas akayin, was only forbidden to a non-kayin, but permitted to a kayin. Hekdisha, when that truma then became bedek abayis, was sanctified, now that becomes forbidden to a kayin also. Lefikach noisav ba'isr afal yisrael. So therefore, that's what's called isr maisiv. Now, there's an additional prohibition now added to the yisrael, who was already forbidden as truma, but now he also has an additional isr, because it's more inclusive of including also that of kahanim. So that becomes another isr even on the non-kayin. Adar shabayan, like the way we explained Bechus B'yis Asuras, regarding prohibited acts of cohabitation in the 17th Perek Halacha Test, and the isr machalzos regarding forbidden foods in Perek Yedal Halacha Test. Halacha Vav, the Ram continues, he says, HaGoizel Truma V'Achal, if someone steals Truma and he eats it, in other words, he stole Truma, then he swore falsely, and then he admitted, which that is a liability of a chaymish, like the Ram explains in the 7th chapter in Hilchos Gezeila. So the halacha is Mesham Karen V'Chaymish Echad, pays one principal and 1/5. Shachaymish Echayv by Mishum Truma. Now, why is it only 1/5, not 2/5, because he also stole? No. Because the 5th that he's liable because of truma, yotze bo yidei gezele, that will fulfill his obligation of gezel, of having robbed. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Benosin la'koyin esakredish," that he gives to the kohen the holy thing. Ein achayv ala b'chayim shalkayish bevat, the liability of the 5th, meaning regarding doubling the principle that we said for geneva, yeah, you could be liable for the doubling because that's different than the 5th. But regarding the liability of the 5th, which is that you give to the kohen as a kodesh, it's saying only the 5th of shel kodesh b'vad for the fact that it's truma, but not for the 5th of that when he swears false regarding having stolen. Now, gzalav lechila achar. Let's say he stole and he fed it to someone else. Ha'ich masham kerem chemish. The one who ate it, he pays the principal and the 5th. Now, the Ram concludes this parak by qualifying what we had spoken about, the 5th, what does that actually mean? Kamakam Shemana, wherever we said, like let's say when many of the cases when he eats by mistake truma, we say Misham Kerem B'chamish has to pay the principal and the 5th. So what does that mean, the 5th? So Achol Shava Arba, let's say he ate something that was worth 4 dinar. Misham Shava Chamisha, he has to pay a total of 5 dinar, which the Chiddush Ram is saying is what's called a Chaymish Melabar. It's an extrinsic 5th, which it's not a 5th internally. It's that with this is going to be now a sum total of the new amount of a 5th, which is really a quarter. And they give that 5th, mimin sha'achal, from the species that was eaten, meaning just like the principal, as we said in Halacha Yitchas, has to be from the same type, so to the 5th, cannot be from a different species. Now, v'chamakum sherman, wherever we said, misham keren ushneichem, hashem, that you pay the principal and 2/5, as we mentioned the case previously. So, achol shava abav, he ate something worth 4 dinar, mishal mishisha, he pays something worth 6, because he has to give 1/5, and then another 5th. Now, v'chamak b'shaman, mishal mishnei krom, v'chay mishal echad, wherever he said that he has to pay 2 principals and 1/5, so let's say achol shava abav, let's say he ate something worth 4 dinar, mishal d'mei tisha, he pays the value of 9 dinar. And the reason for that is because, so there's 4, and you have to give double, which is 8, and then you give a 5th. Now, the 5th is only on one principal. So therefore, it's not going to be from the 8, it's going to be from the 4, which would be 1, and therefore that would be a sum total of 9. Now, Ola Oilam said the Rambam, and always, even if he ate the truma by mistake, he only pays the values of what the food of the truma was worth at the time that he ate it. And the reason for that is because since he ate the truma by mistake, he's not considered as a robber from the moment that he took the truma. It's only when he actually ate it, like a gazlan. And all gazlanim only pay what's called kashasik zela. And here the shasik zela at the time of stealing was when he ate it. And therefore, bein shehuzla b'shas tashlum, so whether it went down in value when he's paying, or bein shruka, whether it went up, it doesn't make a difference. The money that he's going to pay is going to be according to how much it was worth when he stole it, which was when he ate it.